Oh, my favorite town, Philadelphia. Barbara, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you're on one of my favorite topics. I agree with you 100% about the media lockout. We're about the fifth largest radio market in the country. Not one single progressive radio talk show host broadcasts in this area. When Air America first came out, they took Randy Rhoads and Al Franken and put them on a little 1,000-watt African-American station. Thank heavens we had that. But that barely reaches across the street. They're competing against stations that have 50,000 watts to broadcast their propaganda, and they do it all the time. In order to get you or any other progressive radio, I have to pay for it. I have to go through satellite radio to get it. And that is the imbalance. This is what happened in the Soviet Union. That's how they control people. They blocked out an opposite side of the message and broadcast just the same message, the same message, the same message. These people have a corporate message that they get. And every single one of them, when they get on their programs at night, are talking about almost all of them the same thing.
It's amazing how things haven't gone so well for the conservatives, and now they're all saying, well, I'm not conservative on everything. You know, I'm a free thinker, you know.
But I think they've got to go take another look at that Telecommunication Act of 1996 that Bill Clinton signed. One of the few people to oppose that thing, that's what led to the consolidation. One of the few people, interestingly enough, that opposed that was John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got to do something to break up these conglomerates so that more people own more stations. That's where you get your diversity.
Well, you know, it's not going to be a perfect world out there. I get all that. And I realize that there's a mindset. We know what we're dealing with in this industry. It's owned, operated program by conservatives. But there are some good radio people out there in the industry that are willing to give it a chance and have given it a chance and have done well with it. It just, as I said on MSNBC, and it's now on the video is now on thinkprogress.org, I asked a question on MSNBC last night. How many markets do I have to beat Hannity in before I get 200 or 300 stations?
Right.
And so don't tell me that it's about ratings and revenue. It's not. It's about ownership. There's one radio company in this country, and that's Clear Channel, that has been more than fair to progressive talk.
Right.
Now, they've dropped it in some markets, true, mm-hmm. but they've also flourished in other markets. Now, what about the other radio companies? What about ABC? ABC has zero progressive talk on it because they own the conservative show Hannity and then Levin and those guys. Okay, so they're putting their product on the stations that they own.
You're absolutely right. And when we had, I think Dolly Banks owned WWDB in this city, but much more variety in the programming. We had people everywhere from libertarian over to the other side, and it was more interesting radio. It is boring when you are getting the same message constantly drilled into your head. And I don't find Rush Limbaugh funny. I don't know what kind of sense of humor these people have. But he hasn't been funny for a long time.
If you listen to this program on a regular basis, you know that I have a diversified program. I've spent a lot of time on this issue today, Barbara, because it's Friday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's really not a whole Ed on Hannity and Combs tonight. That better not be BS.
Ed who? Gillespie?
Hold on a second, Barbara. I'm getting a note. I'm going to be on Hannity and Combs tonight. I can't wait.
Brother, poor little
I almost have to get off the air right now to get my monkey suit on so I can start doing my jumping jacks and lifting my weights and getting ready. I'm going to be just coming right through that screen.
Right. Tom Hartman is a good broadcaster. I don't know why he isn't more widely heard.
The first thing I'm going to have to do is make sure that I don't get my microphone cut off.
Will I cut your microphone? Well,
I'm
sit
sorry.
On Alan Holmes' lap.
Yeah.
So you can be heard. You can share a microphone.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
I'm sure I'll hear all the bullet points.
And I think you're right to go on those programs. Some people are resisting that. I think that's a bad mistake, even though you're on there with some really stupid right-wing people.
Well, I can't wait to tell Hannity, and I'm showing my cards here.
Mm-hmm.
Sean is out today? Sean Hannity is out? I don't mean to be rude to you, Barbara.
No,
you're right. I'm holding a conversation off the air. Okay, so Sean Hannity is out, and tonight they want me on the air? You call them back, and you tell them I'm only available when I'm head-to-head with Hannity. You call them back right now, and you tell them that I will go on Fox, but I got to be head-to-head with Hannity.
Don't give me this coward programming stuff. I'm only available when I'm on there with Hannity and Combs. That I don't have to go on that program, but I'll go on there when Hannity's on there. Don't give me no, I don't want the B team. I don't want the B team. Because I got a lot of things to talk to him about. I want to talk to Hannity about how he cowardly strong-armed the program director in Cincinnati and complained about me being on the same stage with him. That he didn't want me up there. It was going to be me and Jerry Springer against Hannity and that other nut Cunningham in Cincinnati. And Hannity whined to the station. He whined to the program director. He didn't want Ed up there because he knows I'd take it to him in front of those people. No. I'm not on Hannity and Combs tonight. I'm only on Hannity and Combs when Hannity's on there. Then we'll get it on. Then we're going to get it on. Man, come up here trying to mess with my fishing like that. I'm going fishing tonight.
You got to rest up for Monday.
Oh, Barbara, I'm sorry I had to do that to your phone call.
No, that's fine.
I was being shown a note through the window, and I went nuts on a Friday.
Well, you're right to do that.
What are you doing this weekend?
Taking care of my little dog.
Good for you. What kind of dog do you have?
A little poodle. He's ill.
What's the matter?
Well, he's got leaky heart valves, and he's only got three legs that work. And he's 13 years old, so he's getting up there.
Well, it's time. You know, it's getting close.
Well, yeah. It isn't yet, and he's still is perky, and he's not in pain. So.
All right. Well, you have a nice weekend. And,
you too.
And thank you for your support in Philadelphia.
Stay away from those Asian carp.
Asian carp?
Yeah, there's apparently an invasion of those things. And they had it on CNN last night. And those things jump out of the water and whack you.
Really?
20-pound fish.
What lake were they on?
What?
Well, where did they do the story from? What body of water was this?
There were some lakes, but these fish are apparently invading American, waterways like lakes and whatever, and they're moving north. But these things are huge. I mean, people get broken noses, they get black eyes.
Asian carp?
Yep.
I got to check. I'm going to do this story on Monday. I got to check this out.
They're vicious. They jump right up into the boat and whack you.
Well, we'll have to get the Big Eddie Spinner out and get them before they get in the boat.
Well, check with CNN, and they'll give us some info on it.
I will do that, Barbara. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Stay with us, folks. No. I'm not going to do this Hannity and Comb things on this story. No. No, I want to wait till the big shot's on there. That's when we're going to get them some ratings. That's when we're going to get it on. This isn't the JV squad. This is Big Eddie. I'm ready for prime time if those guys want to take me on. In fact, I'll fly to New York and go head-to-head with him. But then he's afraid I'd punch him out. We're right back on the Ed Schultz Show.
Sick of being hannitized? Time to get you educated. You're listening to the Ed Schultz Show.